Welcome back to the Daily Taoist with Will Nemo. We are talking about the Tao Te Ching and how to get back into spirit and alignment with the way. Today I'll be talking about the 39th verse of the Tao Te Ching, living wholeness. These things from ancient times arise from one. The sky is whole and clear. The earth is whole and firm. The spirit is whole and full. The 10,000 things are whole and the country is upright. All of those are in virtue of wholeness. When man interferes with the Tao, the sky becomes filthy. The earth becomes depleted. The equilibrium crumbles. Creatures become extinct. Therefore, nobility is rooted in humility. Loftiness is based on lowliness. This is why noble people refer to themselves as alone, lacking, and unworthy. The pieces of a chariot are useless unless they work in accordance with the whole. A man's life brings nothing unless he lives in accordance with the whole universe. Playing one's part in accordance with the universe is true humility. Truly, too much honor means no honor. It is not wise to shine like jade and resound like stone chimes. Living wholeness. We traditionally think of wholeness as something that's complete. The whole 9 yards, for instance, implies the entire distance. I ate the whole thing signifies having consumed something completely. Lao Tzu, however, seems to view the concept differently. Wholeness, he writes, has roots in humility. When humility evokes our wholeness, we live the reality that we are pieces of the whole. With this attitude, you want to exist harmoniously with the entire universe, cooperating with and being subjugated to other aspects of the whole. You cannot even consider interfering with any piece of it because you are one with it. The moment you begin to place yourself in a transcendent position in relation to others or to your world of 10,000 things, you are interfering with the Tao. I encourage you to examine your concept of wholeness based upon this 39th verse of the Tao Te Ching. I can assure you that the world will appear to have changed when you see it through this lens. Lao Tzu insists that the universe is whole, that is in a state of oneness. There are no parts needing separation from this state. Sky, earth, spirit, and the 10,000 things are all parts of the whole. And what's more, that is their virtue. Now, while the sky and the trees may truly be in a unified state, your ego insists that you are separate, distinct, and generally superior. But if you can modify your ego's viewpoint, your life will change. When you're cooperative and looking for signs of oneness, you'll begin to see and feel the interconnectedness of everything. For example, your body is a convenient analogy for a universe all onto itself. While it is one entity, it certainly has trillions of individual, although interconnected cells. Just one cell, with an arrogant relationship to the whole, makes all the cells suffer and ultimately become extinct, much like the individual who interferes with the Tao by polluting the sky, depleting the earth, and disrupting the equilibrium of the whole. A cancer cell that refuses to cooperate with the cells adjacent to it will ultimately gobble them up, and if left unchecked, will destroy the whole. Why? Because the cancerous cell has no relationship to the whole. It will destroy itself as it kills the host, which it depends upon for its own survival. And you will destroy yourself if you participate in destroying the Tao upon which you are dependent for your survival. Each seemingly individual part of a whole is potentially dangerous and generally useless if it does not function in harmony. That is true for the chariot, and this verse of the Tao Te Ching is true for you as well. Your life needs to have a relationship with the Tao, and that relationship is characterized by what Lao Tzu as a bond forged by humility. In other words, wholeness and humility are one and the same. So update the way you think about your relationship to life and play your part in accordance with the whole. Here's what Lao Tzu seems to be instructing as I read and interpret this verse of the ancient Tao Te Ching. Cultivate your relationship with the planet. Live in the spirit of wholeness, knowing that you have a role as one of the parts of the Tao. Remind yourself that you cannot interfere with the Tao and live a life of greatness. This means respecting the environment in every way by living in an earth-friendly manner as a part of its oneness. Become an advocate for conservation. Make time to pick up and recycle trash. Drive an environmentally friendly automobile, or better yet, walk in peace to as many places as possible. Wholeness means maintaining a sense of balance with the all-providing, gentle, non-pushy Tao. In humility, you're able to feel your own tiny role in this great drama orchestrated by your source. You will see what Lao Tzu means by a man's life brings nothing unless he lives in accordance with the whole universe. Change the way you see yourself from being a separate being to seeing yourself in all that you encounter. As you live in wholeness, notice how you begin to feel a connection to all of life rather than the separateness that your ego prefers. See yourself in everyone that you encounter, in every creature on our planet, in the forest and the oceans and the sky. And the more you do, the more you'll want to stay in a state of cooperation rather than competition. You'll feel more inclined to reject the concept that there is a them. Practice this way of being and notice that the type of happiness that may have eluded you for a lifetime is part of the oneness that you begin to enjoy. Here is how Rumi expressed this sentiment. If you put your heart against the earth with me in serving every creature, our beloved will enter you from our sacred realm, and we will be so happy. Do the Tao now. Go for a walk today and think in wholeness terms with all that you encounter during a 30-minute period. See yourself in those who you might otherwise have judged, including the very old, the very young, the obese, disabled, or indigent. As you look at them, remind yourself, I share the same originating spirit with every one of these people. This will help you feel whole by shifting from your ego to the virtue of the Tao. This is one even I have struggled with at times. We're taught from an early age to believe that we are separate, that we are better than, and to live separately is not in accordance with the Tao. The Tao is about oneness. It's about centering yourself in the knowledge that all creatures, inanimate or living, are part of the 10,000 things. You are part of the 10,000 things, and the 10,000 things are part of you. You're inseparable. So live your life from that perspective. Try not to judge others, lest thee be judged. Sometimes I'm guilty of this myself. I have to stop myself and realize that everyone is coming from their own habitus, the way that they grew up, the places that they're from, the way their family treated them. And we're not all as privileged as some of us are. And I'm extremely grateful and extremely privileged to do this podcast. I'm going to try to make more of an effort to do this on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. I told myself when I started this that I wasn't going to do it unless I truly felt compelled by the material and that I am living in accordance with the verses that I'm speaking. So if it takes me a bit of time to get out an episode, it's because I want the content to reverberate through me and through the words that I speak and the actions that I take. So just bear with me. There is always my Substack, thedailydaoist.substack.com, thealltruesonly.substack.com, willnemo.substack.com. You can find me at The Daily Taoist on all platforms, including Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I even have a TikTok, All Truths Only. And yeah, search me on Google, Will Nemo, not the fish. And throw a subscribe, like, comment. Please join my school community, the All Truths Only Mastermind. It's a group of people that I'm putting together. It's a course that I'm putting together, an introduction to Taoism, modern Taoism in 2024 and beyond. I feel like this is material that needs to get out there. So yeah, follow me, throw a like, and namaste. From Will Nemo. Cheers.